This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Federal Parliament Secretariat calls newly elected MPs for oath-taking next Thursday. Nepali Congress Central Working Execution Committee reviews recent House of Representative election results. Mazar Festival of Islamic Community Idul Fitr being observed today, Head of State extends best wishes to all celebrating. And U.S. eases some Iran oil sanctions amid ongoing regional tensions. Now the news in detail. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has issued a public notice urging newly elected members of the House of Representatives to attend the oath-taking ceremony. According to the Secretariat, the oath ceremony will be held on Thursday, the 26th of March at 2 p.m. at the Multipurpose Hall of the Under-Construction Federal Parliament Building in Singha Darbar. The Secretariat has requested members to arrive 2 hours prior to the scheduled time dressed in formal attire or clothing reflecting cultural identity. Meanwhile, the Election Commission on Thursday submitted the report of House of Representatives elections to President Ramchandra Podel at an event organized at the President's office in Sheetal Niwas. In the meantime, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial, along with several ministers, has inspected the under-construction Federal Parliament building at Singha Darbar yesterday. The team reviewed key structures, including the multipurpose hall, prepared for parliamentary sessions and the ongoing construction of the House of Representatives and National Assembly halls. During the visit, Minister Arial said the multipurpose hall is ready for the oath-taking ceremony of newly elected lawmakers and can also host full parliamentary sessions if needed. The ministers also took part in tree plantations within the parliament complex during the visit. The meeting of the Central Work Execution Committee of the Nepali Congress discussed issues including election review and future strategy. At the meeting held yesterday at the party's central office in Sanipa of Lalitpur, Acting Chief Secretary of the Congress Central Office, Krishna Prasad Dulal, informed that discussions were held on party President Gagan Kumar Thapa's resignation, the upcoming general convention, election review and future strategy. Although a proposal was presented to reject President Thapa's resignation, the meeting concluded without a decision. Acting Chief Secretary Dulal said that the next Central Work Execution Committee meeting will reconvene on Sunday tomorrow. Eid al-Fitr, a major festival of the Islamic community, is being celebrated across Nepal today with joy and religious devotion. The festival marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan. On this occasion, Muslims gather for prayers, exchange greetings and celebrate with family members and relatives. Acts of charity and support to the needy are also observed as a part of the festival. Eid was celebrated yesterday in many Middle Eastern countries, while Nepal and other countries in the subcontinent are observing it today. The government has declared a public holiday today to mark the festival. In a statement issued yesterday, Home Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle extended best wishes to Muslim communities and all Nepalis at home and abroad on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podel has extended his best wishes to all celebrating Eid festival today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has expressed gratitude to security personnel, government officials and voters for making the recent House of Representatives election successful. Speaking at programs in Janakpur yesterday, she appreciated the role of security agencies and administrative staff in ensuring the March 5 election was conducted in a peaceful and orderly manner despite challenges. The Prime Minister also thanked the Madhya Pradesh Province Government, Home Minister Fakira Mohato and security officials of Thanusa for their contribution. She said the efforts of all concerned bodies were commendable in conducting the election smoothly. After rising tensions in West Asia, Nepalis stranded in various countries are now gradually heading to their destinations as conditions improve. Initially, major issues were seen in Doha, Dubai, Jeddah and Kuwait City. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, with some flights resuming in Doha and Dubai, stranded Nepalese have continued their journeys while 52 pilgrims in Jeddah return home on the 19th of March. Similarly, coordination has been made for 33 individuals stranded in Kuwait City, including arranging Saudi visas, enabling them to proceed to their destinations on the 18th of March. Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Chhetri Paudel said one Nepali died in the UAE and 20 others sustained minor injuries amid the situation in West Asia. Ramkaji Khadga, head of the Ministry's Middle East, West Asia and Africa Division, said hotlines have been set up at all 10 Nepali missions and efforts are ongoing to collect details and coordinate assistance for those affected. Meanwhile, a large number of seasonal Nepali migrant workers employed in hotels and other sectors in India have returned home following a shortage of cooking gas in Indian cities. The workers were compelled to return after business faced difficulties due to the limited supply of cooking gas. Hotels and small enterprises, which depend heavily on gas for daily operations, were among the most affected. The shortage is said to be linked to the evolving situation in the Middle East, which has impacted supply chains. Minister for Foreign Affairs Balananda Sharma has urged the non-resident Nepali community to contribute to Nepal's socio-economic development. During a meeting with a newly elected delegation of the Non-Resident Nepali Association NRNA yesterday, he assured continued support from the ministry for the organization's initiatives and called for close coordination with the new parliamentary team. Minister Sharma also congratulated the new leadership and appreciated the successful completion of the NRNA's recent global conference. Newly elected president of NRNA, Hemraj Sharma, expressed hope that citizenship issues of NRNs would be resolved soon and reaffirmed commitment to strengthening ties with the government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ? अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र # डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Department of National Personnel Records has officially launched an integrated digital pension service from yesterday, marking a major step towards digitalization of public service delivery in Nepal. The service was inaugurated yesterday during a formal ceremony where department's authorities announced that all pension-related processes will now be managed digitally. Shravan Kumar Pokhrel, Director General of the Department, said the new service will eliminate the need for civil servants to visit the pension office in person for retirement services like pensions and gratuity. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States is considering winding down its operations against Iran while stressing that other countries should take responsibility for securing the Strait of Hormuz. According to BBC, however, he ruled out a ceasefire, stating that such a move is not appropriate amid ongoing military pressure. In a related development, the U.S. has announced a temporary easing of sanctions on Iranian oil shipments stranded at sea in an effort to stabilize global energy prices. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom has approved the use of its bases for U.S. strikes targeting Iranian sites linked to the Strait of Hormuz. However, Iran has strongly criticized the move. Earlier, President Trump also criticized NATO allies for their reluctance to support U.S. efforts in the region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder, lightning, hail and windstorms at many places in Kosi, Mathes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at some places in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces. Meanwhile, with the influence of a western low pressure system and local winds, rain with hailstorm was witnessed in various districts across 7 provinces in Nepal yesterday. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Federal Parliament Secretariat calls newly elected MPs for oath-taking next Thursday. Nepali Congress Central Working Execution Committee reviews recent House of Representatives election results. Meza Festival of Islamic Community Eid al-Fitr being observed today. Head of State extends best wishes to all celebrating. And U.S. eases some Iran oil sanctions amid ongoing regional tensions. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.